The Conquest of Illusion, Solar Eclipse at 29 degrees Virgo. The cosmos delivers its final examination at 29 degrees Virgo, a solar eclipse positioned at the aneuritic critical degree where all illusions must be conquered or the soul remains trapped in a previous cycle. This is the neophyte standing at the gates of the sacred pyramid where only absolute focus on the immediate task allows passage into initiation. Let's break it down. 29 degrees marks the ultimate refinement point where nothing more can be perfected, analyzed, or postponed. The Sabian symbol cuts through all the vagueness. What is it? Totally intent upon completing an immediate task. A man is deaf to any allurement. This eclipse demands we close our ears to every voice pulling us back. Old patterns, comfortable miseries, the seductive whisper of what if. The numerological progression reveals the deeper mechanics of this eclipse. Now, I told you that it's happening at 29 degrees. The number 29 is chronicle or newsmaker. 29 reduces to the number 11. 2 plus 9 equals 11. 11 is illumination through discord, the razor's edge between deception and revelation. 11 becomes 2. 1 plus 1 equals 2. 2 is choice, polarity, death of division. The eclipse writes history while destroying false narratives. It chronicles transformation through the loss of focused action. Saturn's offering a karmic mirror in the form of an opposition. Retrograding Saturn in Pisces delivers the ultimate test from directly across the zodiac and positioned in its own bounds. This is pure karmic auditing with no shortcuts available. Saturn in Pisces dissolves fantasies, exposes victim narratives, and collapses spiritual bypassing. It confronts us with the temptation to retreat into the fall, if only. Nostalgia, the narcotic pull of confusion. This creates the central tension. Virgo's surgical precision against Pisces' call to surrender. But the eclipse doesn't ask us to choose between them. It demands we use Virgoian focus to pierce the Piscean illusions, perfecting our cry not for perfectionism's sake, but to break through to genuine spiritual clarity. During this time, Mercury has been on a pilgrimage. Mercury is the ruler of this eclipse, and Mercury has walked a complete maze of purification. We had a solar eclipse in the beginning of Virgo season, while Mercury was in Leo, seeding authentic voice and creative clarity. Then we moved on to the lunar eclipse. At that time, Mercury was at home in its own domicile, illuminating what requires refinement. And then Mercury moved on, had a conjunction with the South Node, karmic unraveling, release of outdated mental patterns. Then Mercury moved on, had a Kazemi in Virgo, meaning in the heart of the sun. At that time, mind got fused with solar fire, receiving direct divine transmission. Then Mercury moved on to the opposition to Saturn at the critical degree. Immediate testing of new clarity against old limitations. Then Mercury went on and entered into Libra. We shift from analysis to synthesis, perfection to balance. This journey maps out our own initiation. Mercury, as the cycle pump, has guided us through the underworld of obsolete thinking, stripping away ego and mental habits to become a clear vessel. The eclipse represents the culmination, the moment when the purified mind must act. As Mercury entered into Libra, it formed a grand trine with Uranus in Gemini and retrograding Pluto in Aquarius. This is cosmic intelligence providing the mental tools for breakthrough. This is higher circuitry connecting us to the collective nervous system and the future of human thought. But first comes the final test. Mercury's opposition to Neptune in Aries. Neptune presents illusions of heroic identity, spiritual pride, false beginnings. Only by piercing this glamour with Virgo discernment can we access the revolutionary insights available through the Air Grand Trine. Uranus and Gemini, lightning bolt revelations, sudden clarity, innovative solutions. Pluto in Aquarius, collective transformation, disillusion of outdated social structures. Mercury and Libra, synthesis of the truth and harmony, diplomatic revolution. This configuration is a profound call disguised as cosmic pressure. You stand at the gates of your own pyramid where the countless small choices have led to this culminating moment. Saturn in retrograde whispers reasons to retreat, old wounds, familiar limitations. Escape into fantasy rather than face reality. Your task. This eclipse demands completion with surgical precision. No more preparation. No more analysis paralysis. No more waiting for the perfect conditions. The Grand Trine provides a mental revolution necessary to think beyond old paradigms. Use purified discernment to embrace solutions that transform reality at the root. This eclipse operates on both personal and collective levels. The 29th degree doesn't quietly end cycles. It chronicles what emerges from crisis. We're not just experiencing private transformation, but participating in a collective shift toward higher truth and authentic service. The conquest of illusions happens not by fleeing Neptune's fog, but walking through it with Virgo's precision. The spiritual goal isn't transcending the practical, but discovering the sacred within meticulous attention to what's immediately present. As the fall equinox approaches, marking descent into the season of reckoning, the eclipse offers the final opportunity to complete what's been building through spring and summer's expansion. The doors of perception must close to outer distractions so the soul can step through this threshold. There is only one direction, forward through total concentration. The task calling for completion cannot be postponed. The illusions that you're unprepared, incapable, or defined by the past must die so authentic power can be born. This eclipse acts not for the theory, but immediate action. To align with this mandate, ask yourself, what tasks demand completion right now? What illusions must be released to finish it? Where are you still listening to solicitations of distraction or doubt? Stand deaf to every diversion. Complete the work before you. Chronicle your passage by finishing what has lingered unfinished. The conquest of illusions begins with the unwavering focus of this sacred now. The pyramid gates stand open, but only obsolete concentration on the immediate task allows passage. Step through. The initiation awaits. I want to thank you for joining me. Make sure you leave a comment below, like, share it. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.